You're listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Here's your host, Willie Desjardins.
What's going on, my friends? Another podcast. I said I was going to stay consistent, even though it is a Friday evening. We're going to put out a little message. Now, I'm going to attempt to be a part of a subject that I'm trying to gain a lot of traction with. And I had every bit of an opportunity to gain traction with this. And it's, how long does it take to achieve blogging success? And I'm going to add the word guide to it. And I'm going to tour some things today in this particular podcast that in the beginning, I had it all wrong. I had it extremely wrong, you know, but I kept on tracking. I kept on listening to podcasts and things of that nature. When I really started getting involved with podcasts, I started listening to one, and I had to realize for these guys that are successful, and I might have been a part of those teachings and didn't even realize it. I had to realize it's a technique to becoming a good blogger. Not necessarily saying that you are an excellent writer, but I know this, in your writing, you need to tell a story and keep people attracted to what you're writing about. But the key to it is, and I'm just going to tell you this, if you are listening to this particular podcast, you don't want to go through the mistakes I made when it comes to blogging and things of that nature. And you would say blogging is boring. But let me tell you some. If you do blogging correctly and you put out some content each month, you can go ahead and do all the other stuff that you're supposed to do, and you will start attracting people to your blog. And if you consistently do this, you will start attracting people to your blog, and they'll start coming, and you can be doing something else. It is like you setting up you're setting up virtual real estate. So when you put a blog out there and you put out post here and a post there, and it's keyword rich and it's keyword optimized, you're actually gaining real estate on the web. That's what you're doing. And the better the content is, and the better you are as a author, and the better that your material is, you have real estate that's on the internet. You have to realize. So the more posts you put out there, that's the more real estate that you're gaining. And a lot of people don't realize that. And they say, you know what? I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to do that. And I was one of those guys, but I attempt to do it anyway. So let me tell you how I really started out. I want you to hear me on this. I used to start out with blogging because I was so intrigued with SEO, search engine optimization. Anyway, I started out and I would find a topic, keyword rich, and I would get one keyword. And then I will find out the competition for that keyword, and I'll make sure I get a low competition keyword. Hear what I'm saying? Word. One word. And try to optimize it where I can at least be on the top 10 or top 5 on Google search. And I don't know what it was. I just actually thought that was the method that I need to go. And boy, was I wrong. I was extremely wrong, guys. That was not the way to do it. You will starve yourself as a blogger, as a writer, if you think you can take one keyword and master this. So, but let me tell you how it really got started. Like I said, I was listening to a podcast. What I used to do is I used to cut grass and things of that nature. And I said, well, how can I do one thing and listen to something else while I kind of always keep business opportunity things on my mind. I even do that even when I do my Bible study and things of that nature. So I got with this guy, Brandon Gailey, and I started listening to his podcast. He's a Christian, good Christian man. And I really started zoning in on his stuff. Then I bought one of his course, still got the course. Hadn't used it, like I've bought a lot of courses that I haven't used. But anyway, he started talking about the blog and the things you need to do. And I started kind of getting involved with it. So what I did is I came across a tool that he put together that was an excellent tool, and it's called Rank IQ. And like I say, I'll have the link in the notes that you can take a look at it. So as I started going through the training of Rank IQ, I went in and I started doing the things that it told me to do. But it really didn't dawn on me until I actually start looking at what was going on. And it really, really going to trip you out when I tell you this. That's my old slang term when it comes to that. Okay. Drum roll, please. All right. Here we go, guys. You don't necessarily have to rank for that main keyword. This is what I learned through Rank IQ. You can go in and you have to have keywords that are related to the post throughout the post, and it will help you out. And I wasn't doing that. So what I'm doing right here, I'm gonna type up this real quick so I can actually tell you what the definition is. Okay, give me a second. I'm gonna type this up. And always play like that when I'm on the air. So this is what we're dealing with. Keywords that are called LSI keyword. And I wanted to look it up to make sure I am saying it right. It's LSI keywords. I want to make sure I am saying let's see what it means. I want to make sure y'all, I'm telling you the right thing really quick. Here we go. Latent semantic indexing. And this is what it says. Keywords are conceptually related terms that the search engine use to deeply understand the content on the web page. Guys, let me tell you something. If you still out there doing where you blogging and you using that main keyword to try to get your blog posts found, what you're doing is let's use this for example. Let's say I got a keyword that I can rank for, called blogging success for a beginner. And we looked up in the keyword planner and it says that keyword gets 1,000 views a month, and you get that keyword ranked number one. You get that keyword ranked number one. So you're talking about 1,000 words, and you multiply that by 30. You're talking about 35 visits a day. So that's what you get in a day. Whereas LSI keywords that are related that you get ranked for. So let's say in your blog posts, and in your blog posts, you got, I don't know, 40, 50, what are you? Say if you got a 3,000 word article and you got LSI keywords throughout the entire blog post. So you're talking about, let's say you got 150 to 200 LSI keywords within that blog post, and their low competition keyword, where it's showing up in all these different areas. So when you have LSI keywords sprinkled into your blog posts, you get more traffic that way. Well, until I met Brandon Gailey online through the podcast, I knew this. but I wasn't operating in it. You know how sometimes you know stuff and you just not really push the issue on doing it? So when I start pushing the issue on it, I got with this Rank IQ and I start doing my little keyword. I haven't even started, guys, but I started doing my keyword research, and then all of a sudden it started to make sense to me. You have to come here. This is what the Rank IQ platform does. They already have niches picked out. I'm talking about A to Z niches. There's no one. If you listen to this podcast, there is a niche out there for you. I'm just telling you, there is your niche is in this platform. What this little tool does, you go in there and they find a keyword of a niche that they've already did the research for. You don't even have to do the research. And it picks the title out for you. And then let me tell you what the number one thing it does. It actually picks out the LSI keywords. All you have to do is create the article. And then it even have an article section where you can come in and write it. It's a section where you can come in and write. And when you're sprinkling these keywords in there, and it'll let you know. It's got a little thing in it that tells you, hey, you it'll tell you the strength of your article. And it'll tell you the strength all the way out till you complete it. And once you do that, you'll have you a complete article written with a bunch of LSI keyword. And then all you have to do is get your post optimized and start getting it indexed. And then all of a sudden you will start getting ranked for your keywords in a lot of different places. And the Google Analytics will tell you that. So the reason why I brought this podcast up, just in case you out there blogging and you're not involved with, let me go back to the definition because I'm not going to be able to say this by heart. Latex, L-A-T-E-N-T, somatic indexing. So you have created a post. And I used to wonder why successful posts was 2,000 and above. Because I was like, I can't come up with no 2,000 word article. But when you have the LSI keywords sprinkled through all that 2,000 word article, man, you bound to get found in the search engine at some point. Because you have so many people searching for different variations of keywords to get to your post. And then what happened is you will start getting exposed, guys. And you don't want to have to come up with these LSI keywords yourself. They already have it created for you. So I'm just trying to tell you, this little Rank IQ software, it is pretty awesome. So, but yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. So if you're looking to kind of, if you want to be successful as a blogger, and you want to do it quickly, I'm not going to tell you how long it would take, even though this particular podcast is how long does it take to achieve blogging success, guys. What you want to do is come in and test this particular, you want to test this particular program out. Take it to the test, create you some blog posts, and see how you rank with it. So I'm just telling you, they take all of the trouble part out of it. So you want to do this. But yeah, LSI keywords will help you out in your blog post. But guys, I want to go ahead and cut this podcast short. I don't like mine to be that long. I'm already at 13 some minutes. But anyway, take a look at what I have in the show notes. If you're a true blogger and you really, really want that success, take a look at what I got, and you'll be happy that I showed you the way. Guys, take care, and I'll see you the next time.
You've been listening to the Marketer DNA podcast, your internet marketing advice. Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel. I hope to have you here for the next episode.